The campfire in Northern California is still burning. Already, it's the deadliest wildfire in California history, causing at least 42 deaths since it first tore through the town of Paradise on Thursday. Dozens are still missing, and the fire incinerated more than 6,400 homes, forcing residents out of their houses and for an unknown length of time. To talk about this, Casey Hatcher joins us now from Oroville. She's the Economic and Community Development Manager for Butte County, California. That's where you'll find the town of Paradise. Casey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This fire has burned 117,000 acres already. It's still burning. Evacuation orders remain for parts of Butte County. Can you describe what it's like today?
Well, it's the community has been through a lot. It's kind of surreal, honestly. The incident management team, CAL FIRE, put out some information last night where people could start to look up and see the status of their homes. So a lot of people that had thought that their homes were lost have some of that confirmed. Others are still waiting. So people are anxious, but I think it's really just kind of starting to settle.
The people who have lost their homes or have been displaced, where have they gone?
The county has worked to set up shelters, so we have a number of different shelters set up within the county. Our other surrounding counties have been so amazing to help and set up shelters in their communities. So a lot of folks, you know, more than 1,000 people have gone into the shelters, but we're looking at tens of thousands of people that are evacuated here. People are sleeping on couches, staying with friends. Lots of people have left the area, and where people live in the short term and frankly in the long term is still something that we're working out because there's so many homes lost in this fire.
Yeah, because I can't imagine that shelters are able to house people for the long term. So what kind of ideas are you or options are you thinking of?
There's still certainly an active fire going on and many, many folks managing the response. But we are now with the federal declaration really switching into recovery mode and putting together one of the task forces that we'll look at is housing. What do we do in the short term? What do we do kind of in the medium term? And then how do we help people rebuild? So there will potentially be a shelter component, and we're still forming up what that's going to look like. Does that mean something similar to what you've seen in other disasters, like trailers on open ground? Mm-hmm. Does that mean a facility that we put up to house people? Really, what does that look like? And we're starting to form those ideas now.
And we can't talk about community without talking about schools. Schools burned down in Paradise. Families are scattered all over the area. Do you know what the plan is for reopening schools someplace else?
We have been working very closely with our school partners, and I certainly don't want to speak for the schools, but I do know that they have put a tremendous amount of thought and effort into this. The schools are closed now through the Thanksgiving holiday, and they are focused on making sure that all of the students that were displaced by this fire have the ability to enroll in school, whether that's in Butte County or somewhere outside of the county. And I know in the coming days, they will be putting out some information about how students and parents should work toward that enrollment.
Air quality concerns also are rising given the ongoing fires, not only in Northern California, but also in Southern California. How is the air where you are?
It's not good. We've distributed masks, N95 masks, to a number of locations, grocery stores, kind of major outlets, to all of the shelters. People really should be wearing those if they're outside. And frankly, I'm sitting inside of a room and I can see the layer of smoke up on the ceiling.
Wow.
It just really is socked into the valley here. As the winds have died down, it's not being pushed out. And we really want to make sure people are wearing those masks, specifically if they're in sensitive groups. The air quality is really, really poor, and we want to make sure everyone gets a mask and make sure you're taking care to protect yourself from the smoke.
Casey, a broader question. It's been obviously a devastating week there in Butte County. Some people have lost everything. How does a community recover from something like this?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think it's one that other communities have certainly had to had to grapple with, and we're still trying to figure that out. But the thing that we have seen more than anything else is that everyone has really come together. You just can't imagine the outpouring of support that we have received from folks within our own county, directly, you know, adjacent to us, from other counties that are probably still recovering from recent fires, whether it's Shasta County or Sonoma County, who have just stepped up and said, we want to come help, we'll be there. And it really gives you the feeling that you can do it, that there's a path to recovery here. And we've started down that. We're certainly still in the incident, but we know we're going to be able to recover from this.
Casey Hatcher is the Economic and Community Development Manager for Butte County, California. Casey, thanks for talking to us during what's obviously such a difficult time.
Thank you so much for having me.